94.24. CKUT 90.3 FM, the sound of Montreal since 1987.
Hello. You are listening to Radio is Dead on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's only been 10 years of saying that. It is our annual funding drive right now. And if you donate, we can get some audio into both channels of oh, there we go. Here, let me get these mics on. All right, you should be good.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So, what's going on today's show today?
Today's pretty similar to last week. We've got, last week, if you didn't tune in, was some tape loop experimentation. So, Cole brought in a bunch of tape and some old machines, and we've recorded on top of things, done whatever, looping them together. And so, this week we've got that going on, hopefully with some other cool things as well, yeah.
Cool. Well, it's also a special episode.
Yes.
Unlike any other for the whole year. Can you tell us why?
It is our funding drive happening right now. And I think, well, this is my first funding drive here at the station. I think this is Radio is Dead's first funding drive.
In the current configuration,
yes,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is our 11th episode where
11th
we've been
episode.
Doing these improvised music jams, I guess, on the air.
Yeah.
With a bunch of random students.
Yeah.
Basically. Mm-hmm. And they've been really fun. And there's been some really great recordings, too.
Yeah, there's been lots of really, really cool moments. It's always the best when we get, like, something really, really cool out of an hour of whatever.
Yeah, and the Radio is Dead crew has actually been going through the recordings and compiling highlights from our first 10 episodes. And if you're looking for a radio show out there on CKUT's towering programming grid, if you're looking for something to donate to, like to dedicate your donation to, we want to say Radio is Dead might not be a bad choice because the crew is making some limited edition, handmade, hand-printed artwork cassette tapes. And I think we can probably find a way to include a digital version of that audio with the tape. But anyone who donates $25 or more to CKUT at ckut.ca/donate, and on that page you can choose which radio show you want to dedicate your donation to. If you pick Radio is Dead, we're going to come find you and give you, I think, what will be a really cool sort of
historical
document of the last 10 weeks here at the station where we've been experimenting.
Yeah, there's lots of cool stuff. We've had a lot of different things over the past 10 weeks. The first episode was so chaotic. We had amps and, surface mics, and then we had drum machines and looping pedals and so many different things, and there's been lots of evolution, and so I think the cassette is going to come out really, really cool.
Yeah, and I think most people didn't really have any experience making music before who joined. We had a kind of a big crew at first, and it's whittled down now to some regulars who are really dialing it in. And so we're going to be back on the mic in a little bit to remind you about how important your donations to CKUT are, how far, you know, even like $10 can go here, and how donating is a chance to be part of a cultural institution in the city that is unlike any other. We've been on the air for 36 years, since 1987. We haven't changed, for better or worse. It's an extremely diverse crew of people who put together radio here. There's hundreds of volunteers who are involved every week. You can hear every kind of music from Canada's first reggae programming, Canada's first hip-hop programming, as far as like having a dedicated space for that kind of music, all
to this.
That's what I was going to say, exactly. From all kinds of professional to amateur bedroom recordings and on-the-fly stuff. So we're going to let the crew get in the mix here. But if you are curious what Radio Is Dead looks like while it's being put together, you can go to ckut.ca. And if you click on where it says live chat / tracklist at the top of your screen, you'll see a video that we've got going specially for the funding drive. So Radio Is Dead is set up in our side studio right now, sending us the audio through the walls over to the main studio. But they've got a whole bunch of gear over there, and we're going to take a listen to what that sounds like right now. So don't forget, ckut.ca/donate. We're going to be shouting out anyone who donates, so if you want to get some shine, or you can do it anonymously, but we'd love to say hi to you. So you can also give a call, 514-448-4013, if you want to talk to the crew. And if you're donating, let's say $50, we'll put you right on the air and we'll get you in the jam, with however we figure that out. But all right, stay tuned. This is Radio Is Dead on CKUT 90.3 FM, broadcasting live from our studio in Montreal.
Thank you. check out cqut.ca/donate. CKUT.ca/donate.
are listening to CKUT Radio is Dead special funding drive edition. We're trying to raise some money to help keep the station afloat. We do it every year. It's going to last about a week. So if you tune in this week, you're going to hear lots of CKUT hosts telling you about all the special stuff that we do at this amazing community project, which is hundreds of volunteers getting together every week to put together 24/7 freeform programming, which means no one's told what to do, no one's told what to play. You are hearing 24/7 portal into people's minds in the city, and people from all over the city, all different kinds of people. In short, you are hearing the city. So we need your help to we need your help to continue existing, basically. So whatever you got, $10, $20, $30, $40, $50, $60, and so on, we're here for it. You can donate online at ckut.ca/donate. You can call me right now at 514-448-4013. And we've got a whole bunch of great gifts available for people who donate. Sort of the regular stuff is like $40 gets you a little poster. $50 gets you a really cool mug that I actually need to get my hands on myself. Paycheck's going straight to the mug. $60 gets you a choice of t-shirt. $90.30 gets you a t-shirt and a tote bag. Prices of which are pretty much, you know, we're basically giving these things away. And there's also some grand prize draws that you will be entered to win, featuring amazing prizes from a whole bunch of local businesses which support the station each year. So shout out to them. I'm going to make sure to read off their names later in the show. And shout out to the Radio is Dead crew, who is a crew of students who come in every week to make improvised musical and otherwise sonic experiments. You can check us out at ckut.ca. If you click on where it says live chat /tracklist at the top of the screen, you'll actually be able to see a video of what is going on right now. So we've got Nathan's getting some shout outs in the chat. Anyways, you can hop in there and say hi. And yeah, in the meantime, you're listening to some warped tape loops. We've got cassette tape loose on the floor, running all over the studio. Thanks to Cole, who's helping show the crew how it's done. So Emily, another regular, just showed up and is hopping in the mix. So I'm going to turn the mic off here and remind you one last time, this is CKUT's annual funding drive. We only do this once a year. And we are counting on you to donate some money. Donating money to a good cause is fun, trust me. You will have a blast donating to CKUT. And one final reminder, Radio is Dead crew is making a Greatest Hits Volume 1 from the first 10 weeks of experiments. We're making a cassette mixtape. Different members of the crew are choosing their favorite moments from each episode, and we're going to edit them all together and make some tapes with custom lino cut artwork and all this stuff. So you heard it here first. This is I think this is the start of something big. I'm listening to CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal.
CKUT.ca/donate.
You are listening to the Monday Madness of the Radio Is Dead crew. I'm here with Cole, who's been helping organize things on the show. So we started, I think, right at the start of the new year, and it's been a lot of fun.
Indeed.
Indeed it has. We wanted to give a shout out to Eve and thank Eve for their donation to CKUT, which was dedicated to Radio Is Dead. And we want to see who else is out there. I'm wondering if Yan from Grubsters feels like throwing down some money. Grubsters HQ is showing a lot of love to Radio Is Dead, and for that we are eternally grateful to Grubsters HQ. Also want to give a shout out to Abby in the chat from They Won't Return, The Phantoms of the Past. Abby, I'm curious about how much disposable income you have and how much of that you're able to contribute to CKUT right now. Why don't you test our website and see how many zeros you can get in there in the money area. All right, it's 2:30. We're halfway through the show. And once again, this is our annual funding drive special. If you're curious, it is supposed to sound like this. This is the sound of a bunch of cassette tape on the floor and running around the room, right, Cole?
Yes, cassette tape, reel-to-reel tape. Collected and mixed together.
And they're making the loops over there on the fly, right?
Exactly.
I just heard someone say, I had an idea.
They're cooking, for sure.
They're cooking. CKUT is the place to cook. The place to have ideas. Yeah. Do you want to come say hi?
I was just wondering if you guys want to say some more things. We're going to switch something up.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We're going to turn down Studio B right now.
Throw that one in
the
cassette.
Okay. We can cut it.
All right. That was song number one from this week's Radio Is Dead crew. I was just handed a cassette tape from the lovely Cole here, and it's got a few loose pieces in it, which could make for some interesting sound. It says loop on it in what looks like the last scrawl of a person's life. Let's see what it sounds like here. Ooh, that's not even close to where it's supposed to go. Is that tape regulation size? All right.
Let's
I've pressed play, and
like,
now all I got to do... Oh, yeah. So, Cole, this is a single piece of cassette tape taped together?
Yeah.
Just running over and over again on the same wheels?
Exactly.
Wheels of plastic?
It's a bit harder to accomplish than the reel-to-reel loop because you have to fit this tiny piece of tape back into the cassette case.
And the reel-to-reel is more like raw kind of just magnetic tape.
It's just free-flowing. Yeah. You can just...
There's no cartridge for it.
Yeah, so we have the loops hanging up on mic stands, and you can hold it with your hand and change the pitch of it if you pull it tighter or let it slack. Yeah.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. I'm also seeing Toback Queez in the chat. They seem to be excited about, I think, a certain loop that they're picking out. So, Toback Queez, I would love to see your name pop up in the donation headquarters of CKUT. And that goes for anyone listening out there. Our goal this year is $50,000. For those of you who don't know, we have to pay McGill around $60,000 in rent a year. So that's at least part of where this money's going. We've got studios to upkeep. We've got equipment like what we're using now, which is often used to play your favorite songs, not scraps. And we've got an amazing staff here working for far less than the... shall we say, going rate for the kinds of talents that people are able to bring to the station and how hard they work every week to keep this place going. It's a 7-day-a-week operation here. It's a 24/7 operation. and we need your help to keep it alive, because places like this for freeform music, freeform thinking, sort of just experimenting, this is the kind of stuff that makes life worth living, in my opinion. So if you agree, hopefully you can, you know, you can become part of the CKUT family yourself. Make a small donation, whatever you got, we're here for it. CKUT.ca/donate on our website. And once again, we got the first ever CKUT live video stream up there. So you can check out, if you click on where it says live chat and track list, if you give that a click, you can see what the heck is going on. So without further ado, we've received official, they've set off a flare over there indicating that Studio B is ready to go back online. So we're going to fade them in here. Stay tuned. This is Radio is Dead, Funding Drive Special. Stop the presses. We've got a donation from Jack Solar for $50. Jack works here. Remember earlier I was saying that that mug was looking awfully enticing? I think Jack felt the same way. I think people are trying to get their hands on that mug.
It is a nice mug.
It's a beautiful mug.
Yeah.
What does it say on it? It says,
home is where
CKUT is?
Yeah, home is where they listen to CKUT.
Oof. That was designed by Kaya, who also made a really popular t-shirt last year. That was, it had a heart on it. Yeah, Kaya Davies. Thanks, Kaya. And thanks, Jack. I mean, if people who work here are donating, I feel like we got to get some listeners in on this action, too. So, ckut.ca/donate. This is the funding drive special. Don't get it twisted. You're listening to Tape Loops and Radio is Dead. The best to ever do it. All right. ckut.ca/donate. Or give the studio a call, 514-448-4013. That's 514-448-4013.
You can step in. 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 You can step
I interrupt this broadcast with breaking news. We have received a $60 donation from Kip. Kip, that means that you are not only getting the 2024 amazing Funding Drive t-shirt that you selected upon checkout, but you're also going to be tracked down by the Radio Is Dead crew, and they're going to hand you a homemade mixtape, Radio Is Dead Greatest Hits Volume 1. And if I'm not mistaken, Kip is going to be one of the featured artists on one of those tracks. So thank you, Kip. Thank you so much. So we've had three donors today. We had Eve, we had Jack, who again is CKET's amazing spoken word coordinator, and is responsible for organizing all of our killer non-music programming. So that's anything from the local journalism stories that we publish every day. For example, tomorrow from 5 to 6 p.m., you can tune in to hear our resident journalist, Jules, do her weekly show. CKT journalists are often quite young. McGill doesn't have a journalism program, so for a lot of students, CKT is a place where they can come and get some experience on how to cover local stories, how to interview people, how to edit audio, how to record audio, and how to put all that stuff together into a broadcast. We are, of course, open to anyone in the city. You don't have to be a McGill student to get involved with CKUT. Almost the majority, I would say the majority of our contributors are not McGill students. We are so much more than a campus radio station. We are a campus community radio station, as they say. All right, so just wanted to give one last shout out to Kip. Thank you so much for the donation, and wanted to encourage anyone out there on the fence, you got 10 minutes if you want to hear me talk about it. If your whole goal is to not hear that, then wait 11 minutes before donating and you'll be safe. I think what we're maybe in a couple minutes, we're going to get the crew out here on the mic to sort of explain what the hell it is they were doing in there today. It'd be kind of fun to hear them talk a bit. So until then, you're listening to the dregs of Radio Is Dead, Tape Loops on the Floor, Funding Drive Special, and I'll talk to you in a bit.
Thank you.
Everybody hear me?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Maybe, do you three mind introducing yourselves and maybe telling the people what you've been up to for the last hour?
Yeah, sure. I'm Nathan.
Emily.
I'm Brennan.
And yeah, more tape loop stuff. Lots of fun things going on. We've got quite a few, sampled tracks that we've put on the tape loops. There's some original stuff on there as well. But yeah, we've been sticking them through the machines, cutting them, slowing them down. Just thought of something new like 10 minutes ago that we tried out. So that was pretty fun.
Yeah, I think Cole and I heard the eureka moment. Through the wall.
It really was a eureka moment. We were like, if we tape the loop in such a way, then it'll play one loop of the track and then one loop of silence, and so we can, you know, space out some of the more abrasive things. Yeah,
some of the madness.
Cool. That was very smart. Nice work. Did you guys have different kind of like roles in there, or were you? How do you structure it when you come in for doing a show like this?
Today, Brennan and Nathan were doing the looper, and then I was mainly on like the Korg sampler. But like normally it's kind of we just do everything.
Do
and we
whatever.
Switch. Yeah, we switch roles, try and make sure everyone has a chance to do things. Yeah,
and cool. It is a pretty tight space, so sometimes it's like if you're in front of something, stick to that. We'll rearrange that.
Exactly.
In a later moment.
Yeah, we're in a smaller space today, so
yeah. Some of our earlier shows, we brought the classic noise table, as Moskos calls it, which is just like a plastic folding table. Mm-hmm. We brought that into the main studio. But I think the last few, we've been doing it from the side studio, which means a little bit less hustling around.
Yeah, a lot less space, for sure.
So those of you who tuned in on the website would have seen a bit of what that little studio looks like. Cramped quarters.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about this mixtape that we're offering, tentatively titled Radio's Dead Greatest Hits Volume 1, from the first 10 episodes? How much do people have to donate to get their hands on that that tape?
They have to donate $25 or more
exactly.
to get that tape. Yeah.
Which is a pretty reasonable amount for a custom-made mixtape.
There's lots of music on there,
custom,
too.
Custom lino-cut artwork as well. Right, Brandon? You're going to do
hell
some amazing.
Beautiful, unique piece. A collector's item, if you will.
I wholeheartedly believe that.
100%.
I think... It's even the quality is getting to the point where maybe a label needs to be started or something. This is not the kind of thing you just hand out on the street for free.
It's
heat.
You hand it out for $25.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, I think $25 for knowing that you're helping keep one of the city's great cultural institutions healthy, and also getting a cool gift like that. It's pretty good. Or you can be like one of our all-stars, like Kip or Jack. And I'm gonna shout Eve out for that, too. But there's also other gifts available on our website. Jack got a mug I was talking about earlier about how I also wanted to spend my paycheck on the mug. And Kip got a shirt. Both Jack and Kip will be getting the cassette.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get a shirt as well.
Amazing. Yeah, there's nothing like donating to your own show.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a good feeling. And I'll definitely make...
I want that cassette too, you know?
Self-care.
I'm going to be bugging you for your parents' email addresses too after the show. But yeah, it's that time of year where we're shaking down aunts and uncles and anybody peripheral to the station. So we've got about 4 minutes left. Actually, do you want to tell us what's up next on CKUT for the next 2 hours?
I think we've got new shit going on.
Who's hosting?
It's going to be me and Cam and Mia.
Cool. Yeah. Cam, you want to come tell us what we can expect from the next 2 hours of radio?
Classic rock.
Classic rock.
No, it's all new shit.
Okay, because I was gonna say, wow, 2 hours of classic rock all released in the last 3 months. That's so inspiring that you're able to find all that music.
I just did a check in a lot of the bands that I love around this city and other cities across Canada, and we're just seeing
amazing.
What's new. It's a pretty last minute spot, so we're gonna have to pull some stuff right from the band camps that we haven't really listened to much yet, but it'll be would be a fun time for all of us.
Cool. That sounds like fun. We can discover some new songs with you.
Absolutely.
Big time.
Cool. So people can tune in at ckut.ca or, of course, on your, I'm sure everyone's got one at home, their nice FM radio. And if you're on the website, you'll also be able to see, excuse me, you'll be able to see a video stream from the studio. And we're also going to get the New Shit Crew uploading a track list so we can you can go find who those bands are that you're hearing and you can go buy their music from them and help support. All right, maybe let's tidy things up here. I'm going to put the loop back on and we are going to slowly walk backwards out of the studio into the twilight and we'll be back next week.
Oh, yeah.
Same. So it's never too late to donate out there. If you feel like it, we're taking donations, you know, anytime, basically. We're not going to say no. So thanks for listening. Do you guys have any final words about what the station means to you or about why you think people should donate?
It's awesome. It's awesome. This has been like a highlight of my week every week since we started. So I'm gonna keep doing it, and I want to keep doing it. And so donating helps keep it happening. Yeah.
Cool. How about you two?
Honestly, just letting us have fun, guys. Keep letting us have fun and doing weird stuff with weird machines. Yeah, your donations mean a lot, and room for experimental stuff is really important.
So true.
Yeah.
Emily?
I think room for experimental stuff is very important too, Brennan. Glad you brought that up.
Room for original thinking.
Yeah, a lot of room for original thinking, for sure. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's just a great like community place to be and place to see. And I really hope that people donate so that we don't die today. So, yeah.
Well said.
Don't let us die.
All right, thank let's you. Leave it on that note. We're going to try to keep... Okay, wait, let's let's find a more cheerful note to people on. And I'm not an expert in this. From what I've read, that's not the best technique for fundraising. All right, we're going to leave on the sound of laughter. You've been listening to Radio is Dead on CKUT. Up next is New Shit. Stay tuned.
All through his memory, in which he was in.